The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. Your mighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? If you don't believe He exists, maybe you'd like to think about that, because maybe you've believed some lie that you're going to end up in heaven anyway. It's just not true. He's also said concerning believers, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me they can be trusted in this life. So if you at some level believe and you sort of got this rosy picture of heaven, you might like to consider the possibility that you might end up in quite an uncomfortable situation in heaven if you don't have a deep relationship with Father. Tonight we're going to continue looking at seven components of drawing close to the Almighty Creator. This is part 10, and we're looking at component 5, worship, and we'll complete worship tonight. The Almighty has said, worship relies on the right heart attitude and appropriate words with anointed music. Anointed refers to the Spirit of the Almighty on the words, on the song, on the musicians. Overview of today's broadcast. We're going to look at a number of songs with important words, and we'll talk a little bit about the words and the significance of the words and how you might go about choosing the songs you sing. I'll advise that anointed songs like the examples I'm going to share with you will help you to draw close to the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. I will caution that songs with meaningless words are just that, meaningless, and I will advise that songs with negative words are highly damaging and destructive. And to remind you, the Almighty has said, worship relies on the right heart attitude and appropriate words with anointed music. By way of introduction, who am I? Dr. James Robertson. I'm an engineer, strategic management consultant, and business executive with 26 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with Him on the 12th of March, 1993. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, and shortly physical books. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message, and I might add that it took me quite a few years to understand that that really is the most fundamental message that there is. That the Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with each one of us. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. Excuse me. Some questions from last week's program. Does the music help? Not quite sure what the context of help is there. It's much easier to worship and praise with music that's got a good tone and a good beat to it. So, yes, I would say that if you're going to worship, you do really need music, although strictly speaking, you can worship without music. And if you're gifted as a singer, you can certainly sing along without music. Question number two, how do you know you're praying the right way? As I've said before, if you are reaching Father, if you are, your prayers are being answered, you will come to know that. Don't just pray any old thing. Pray things with meaning. Pray things with intention and expect your prayers to be answered. Not in a bolshy, presumptuous way, but just in a believing that Father wants to acknowledge what you're asking him. Please listen to the or read the transcripts of the messages on prayer a few weeks ago. There is an art to prayer, and there are things that are worth praying and there are things that are not worth praying, and most people don't know how to pray, and most of what they pray is just not effective. The music playing all the time, does it keep the demons away? Well, I guess it makes it a not a particularly nice place to be if you're a demon and you hate the Almighty, to hear songs praising him. But I've certainly never played the songs with that in mind. I played the songs in order to make my room or my house or my car or me a nice place for Father to be, give him some solace and some rest and just a nice place to be. And I guess if you're creating a place that's nice for Father, it's sort of axiomatic that that place is not nice for demons. But I must say, I've never thought of it that way. Does he, the Almighty, listen to all who are close to him all the time? Yes, he is capable of carrying on a conversation with every person on the planet if they care to talk to him simultaneously. So you have his undivided attention at any time that you try, that you choose to talk to him. I want to go back on tattoos. I had an interaction with somebody in the last week who had a few tattoos, came to deep belief, went through the process of shaving and anointing, etc., and then got a bit wobbly and said, well, what if I want more tattoos? So this is sort of an extract of the answer that I gave him. The first thing is that high-end Satanists, witches, etc., tend to be covered with tattoos, indicating that tattoos have demonic significance. You can't necessarily say that somebody who's covered with tattoos all over their body is a witch or a Satanist, but there's a fairly strong probability that they are. Certainly the Satanists and witches that I've come across, the high-end ones, have tended to be covered with tattoos, not all of them. My basic point, though, is that the fact that Satanists and witches cover themselves with tattoos suggests that tattoos have a satanic or demonic significance. The reality is that whenever there's shedding of blood with a tattoo, that is, every prick, a blood covenant is automatically formed. There's nothing one can do to prevent this. So you can't go along and have a tattoo and say, in the name of Yeshua, I'm not going to get a blood covenant from doing this. Blood is shed. A covenant comes into existence, depending on what the tattooist has prayed or claimed or stated or whatever. That may be a formal covenant that you know nothing about, or it'll be an informal covenant. The fact of the matter is you can't go to a tattoo. You can't have a tattoo without forming a blood covenant with the one who applied the tattoo. The question then becomes whether, having knowingly entered into a blood covenant with the tattoo artist, Father Yah will release one from the covenant. His answer to me when I asked him about it is no. If someone learns the truth about tattoos and then willfully obtains further tattoos, there is no forgiveness and no deliverance from the blood covenants that result. They will have to live with the spiritual consequences for life. Father went on to say, even if I were prepared to release such a person, the satanic and demonic realm would oppose such grace, and I would not be able to grant the request. and the forces of darkness would use the resulting blood covenants to their maximum advantage to oppress and sidetrack the guilty party. Folks, it's really important to realize that we are in a battle, we are in a war. You can't just carry on and just do what suits you. You need to really get focused on getting your life right with Father. And yes, there will be ups and downs. Yes, you may sort of take three steps forward and two steps back. And that's the way it is, and that's what's inevitable in coming from the state that one is in before one seeks a deep relationship with Father. However, one does need to be careful. There are things that you can do and that you fall over and make mistakes. And there are things which require a conscious act of the will. So getting a tattoo requires that you go to a specific location and pay for a specific service. It's not something that you can claim, well, I accidentally did this or whatever. And I don't think you can be addicted to having tattoos. So as a general principle, there is no forgiveness and no cutting off of blood covenants. So please be careful on that one. So returning to component five, worship. Last week we started to discuss worship and stressed that worship is making love to Father Yah. We also noted that the use of the wrong names, worshipping Jesus, etc., were an abomination in the sight of the Creator and should be avoided at all costs. If you're serious about your relationship with Father Yah, the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, it is vital to understand that worship is now a non-negotiable part of your daily life. You worship Yah through active direct worship, taking time apart in a quiet place, removing yourself from distractions, and actively singing to Father either with your own words if you're musically inclined or singing along with songs like those that I use, of which there are copies available for download off the website. You also worship Yah through everything you do in your life that is pleasing to Him, your entire lifestyle. Returning to my collection of songs, the words of some of these songs are very clear and direct. Others make considerable use of metaphor as a way of describing the extremely multifaceted nature of the Almighty Creator and how He relates to and interacts with us. You may find that the wording of some of the songs does not work for you initially, but if you are truly seeking to draw close to Him, I encourage you to let the anointing on the songs flow into you by simply listening if you feel awkward about the words. At the same time, if you enter into worship with the right heart attitude, you may find some of these songs touching and moving you deeply for reasons you cannot explain, in which case just flow with the songs, weep, shout, laugh, etc., as seems appropriate at that moment. The spirit realm is far more complex than we realize and far more sophisticated. I cannot stress enough, I can give you guidelines, but I cannot give you a recipe. You will, if you decide to draw close to Father, or if hopefully you have already decided to draw close to Father, your journey will be unique. You can't follow James. You can turn to James's teachings and turn to James himself for guidance and advice. But at the end of the day, it will be your journey. It will be your walk. It will be your path. It will be your experiences. Don't let anybody tell you that there's a recipe. It's just not true. And that's where all these religions, all these different denominations, etc., fall flat. They all claim to have the ultimate recipe. The ultimate recipe is to get close to Father, no matter what it takes, no matter what it costs you, and to be led by His Spirit. And He will do what He wants to do in your life absolutely uniquely and not on the basis of some human being's recipe. Let's talk a little bit about your posture for worship. Your posture in worship is important in determining whether you receive or not. Firstly, this is about your heart attitude. Are you open and willing to receive? Do you come to Father in love and humility? The more this is the case, the more you will receive. When I can, I worship standing, and when I really want to receive, I raise my hands to Father. In this position, one is best able to receive the anointing. Another good position to worship if you're really in a place of deep repentance is flat on your face on the floor with your hands above your head, preferably, or next to your sides when the first position gets too uncomfortable. Not a position that you should use often. One tends to fall asleep unless there's deep conviction with regard to sin. I remove my watch and items in my pockets and take my shoes off when I worship at home, as symbolic distancing myself from the matters of the world and a mark of respect to the Almighty. I've spoken before briefly about metaphor and symbolism and so forth. The spirit realm is moved strongly by symbolism. At the end of the day, you're sending a message to the satanic and demonic realm that your time with Father is important if you do the things that I've just mentioned. It's a way of getting the message across that you belong to Father. You need to do all the cleaning up, etc., that we've been talking about, because otherwise the demonic realm is going to take you apart, because they're going to go all out to stop you getting close to Father. But it's a journey, and I really encourage you to go all out for it. When some or all of the above are not practical, it is not an issue. As always, this is about how you choose to worship Yah, understanding that some things work better than others. Follow my counsel or not. Try what works for you. Father does have standards and requirements, and also he will meet you where you are today and lead you to where he wants you to go, if you will permit him. That is why some of the songs that follow that ask him to change one and lead one are so important. I truly believe that my current relationship with Father is a direct consequence of repeatedly singing many of these songs for more than 2 decades. And when I say repeatedly, I have them playing all the time I'm awake. In fact, I have them playing when I'm asleep as well, but I don't listen to them. I have them playing for him, not at a place where I can hear them. And I plug the earphones into my ears even for 30 seconds if I'm just walking from my office to the bathroom or something at work, so that I'm constantly feeding my spirit with songs of praise. I'm thinking of Father. You may say it's excessive. It's up to you. I'm not saying you've got to do it what I do. I say again, there's no recipe. When you first start this journey and sing these songs, you may feel a dramatic and powerful presence, or you may not feel anything. That is okay. Again, it is about your unique journey. If you feel warmth or a tingling, like an electric current, that is the Spirit of the Almighty. Just let it flow. You may find that the intensity of what you're feeling causes you to sink to the floor. That's also fine. There is no recipe. The following are some of the songs that make up the current collection that I play at home, in the car, and on my mobile phone. Refer also to the detailed teachings on worship a few months back and the document recommended worship on the website. It's behind the home link in the top left-hand corner of the website, and there's also a recommended teachings button near the bottom of the menu on the website. One of the songs that I use that's particularly anointed just basically says Hallelujah, for Yah El Almighty reigns. But it actually says for God, the Lord God Almighty reigns. But that's not the right language to use, so I substitute for Yah El Almighty reigns. So I say again, Hallelujah, for Yah El Almighty reigns. This is purely praising and worshipping Yah. The chorus that I've just read to you is repeated with various variants, but I want to stress the fundamental principle. The word Hallelujah, which is more correctly written H-A-L-L-E-L-U, capital Y-A-H, Y-A-H being Yah, Father's true name, is Hebrew for praise Yah, and is therefore particularly powerful. So if you're singing Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not going to try the singing, but my singing's not good. And he's going to meet you where you are. If you tone deaf and got a really terrible singing voice the way I have, Father's not going to complain about that. He's going to meet you where you are. So repeatedly singing hallelujah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. I've had times when Father's asked me to play that one song day in and day out for 2 or 3 days in my house. Next song. This is The Air That I Breathe. It's a more metaphoric song. It refers to the anointing of the Spirit of Yah being the essence of life. It's a praise song. I did think about trying to play these songs on the program, but I've got very limited technical facilities here, and I didn't want to mess around trying to splice pieces of song into the script. I encourage you to go to the website. You can download each of these songs off the links that I've just mentioned. So This Is The Air That I Breathe is basically saying that Father is so central to the existence of the person singing this, that it's like without Father they would die, just as without air they would die. Another song, Exalt Yahweh our El and Worship at His Feet. Again, the normal wording of that is Exalt the Lord your God and worship at His feet. But Lord your God is just not right. Yahweh or Yah, the eternally self-existing, doesn't fit there, and Yah on its own you could use. Worship at His feet. It's really important to see how powerful and how gracious and how magnificent Father Yah is. And just to see yourself prostrate at His feet and maybe get flat on your face, as I said a minute ago. You want to raise Him up. You want to praise Him. You want to exalt Him. Another song, key phrase, let me worship and adore you. In the stillness of this hour, I worship you, Yahweh. Crying Kodesh, Kodesh being the Hebrew that's translated holy or set apart, is Yahweh on high. And for all my days, let me bow down before you, giving kabod rather than glory and esteem rather than honor to your name. And for all of my life, let me worship and adore you. Let me, instead of I will, which is the actual song, crying Kodesh is Yahweh on high. It is extremely foolish and extremely presumptuous to say, I will worship, and for all of my life, I will worship and adore you. Folks, you don't know what you're going to do in 1 minute's time. You don't know what you're going to do in a day's time, a week's time, a month's time, a year's time, let alone what you're going to do in 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years from now, depending on your age. Do not get stuck on singing things like, I will worship. It's seductive. It's just not true. You don't know. Rather say, let me worship and adore you. Ask Him to help you. I regularly say to Father, please help me not to fall away. Please give me a hard smack if I start to fall away. I've seen it. I've gone through a number of cycles in my life where I've been more distant from Father and then come back slowly. The minute one thinks that you've got it handled is the day the forces of darkness get an absolute unlimited license to take you apart with pride, self-righteousness, etc., etc., etc. Be humble. Don't make claims you can't keep. Another key phrase, let me run the race till I see your face. The song goes, your eye is on the sparrow, and your hand, it comforts me. From the ends of the earth to the depth of my heart, let your mercy and strength be seen. You call me to your purpose, for your kabod glory May you draw men as your love and grace demand, and let me run to you, to your words of truth, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of Yah. Let me run the race till I see you, see your face. Oh, let me live in the cupboard of your grace. The fundamental phrase there is, till I see your face. You're not going to see his face in this life. But what an aspiration to have for the life to come, that you will be close to him and see his face. You're giving him permission in this prayer, in this song, to move strongly in your life. And if you follow closely what I'm saying about a lot of the songs that I'm addressing in this program, you will see that a lot of what I'm recommending you sing is about giving Father permission to act in your life. I have to say to you that if the words are not helping you to get closer to Father, then it's actually a waste of time singing them. Listening to music without words may be nice, it may make you feel good. It's a waste of time. Sing songs that help you to get close to him. And singing songs that have got destructive words like, Jesus, do you know how much I love you, etc. Folks, it's just out. If you want to get close to Father, you need to clean up your act and stop singing things like that. Onward Christian Soldiers is a battle song for crusaders who went out and massacred Muslims and Jews. Don't sing it. It's a vile song. It's got a lovely tune, sounds great, Onward Christian Soldiers. It's vile. Cleanse me from my sin. The song goes, purify my heart. Let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart. Let me be as gold, pure gold. Refine as fire. My heart's one desire is to be Kodesh. Set apart for you, Yah. I choose to be Kodesh. Set apart for you, my master. Ready to do your will. Purify my heart. Cleanse me from within and make me Kodesh, set apart, separate. Purify my heart. Cleanse me from my sin deep within. If you've made a decision to live a life without sin, then this is a song that you should be singing daily. The fire speaks to the fire of your spirit upon you, cleansing you, bringing conviction of sin. So important that you sing songs like this. These words are powerful. They're effective. If you sing them daily on a regular basis, you will eventually get free of sin. If you're responsive and receptive to whatever guidance you're given. Kodesh Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. You would know it as Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Kodesh Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Kodesh Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. For in thy presence is healing divine. No other power can save Yah but thine. Kodesh Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Thou art welcome in this place. Powerful song. I've had Father ask me to play that also for a day or several days, just continuously on the sound system in the dwelling. It's an invitation to Father to indwell you, to anoint you. In the last couple of weeks, every time this song comes up on my sound system or on my mobile phone, I've just been impressed. It's just really got my attention. And I'm saying, Father, please fill me with your spirit. Please fill my room with your spirit. Please fill my car with your spirit. Please fill my office with your spirit. Fill me, fill me, fill me. And slowly the anointing is increasing. Folks, he will not do things to you or in you or for you unless you ask him. And it's wise to ask him humbly. It's wise to invite him, not to demand. He is not receptive to demands. He's not receptive to people behaving like spoiled brats and demanding things. Sing songs like this. in the right heart attitude, and you will see things happen. I'm hoping that you can see the difference between the songs that we're looking at now and probably a lot of songs that you actually up till now have sung and thought were great. I hope so. Another song, Soften My Heart, Yah. Soften my heart, Yah. I want to meet you here. Soften my heart, Yah. Tender me with tears. For your presence is beyond anything I could desire. Soften my heart, Yah. Consume me with your Kurdish fire. Soften my heart, Yah. I have made a choice. Soften my heart, Yah. I want to hear your voice. For your presence is beyond anything I could desire. Soften my heart, Yah. Consume me with your Kurdish fire. The core thought here, I want to hear your voice. You're not, people have asked me in the program, what's required to hear Father's voice. The fundamental thing is that your heart needs to become soft. Our hearts, when we come to Father initially, our hearts are hard from all the sin and all the rubbish that we live with. And that gets in the way of hearing his voice. So you want to be praying things like this, soften my heart, Yah. I want to hear your voice. And not just once or twice. This needs to become your routine daily practice, that you're singing songs like this. As I say, I wake up in the morning, I set two alarms, or three alarms in fact. Wake up, turn the music on, lie in bed and sort of half think about the day, half sing along with the worship songs. Get up, shower, get dressed, plug my mobile phone headset into my ears, go and have my breakfast. Keep them in, get into the car, start the car. Music's playing, songs are playing, same songs. Get out the car at work, plug the headset into my ears, same songs, all the day, every possible moment. If I'm working at my computer and nobody's wanting to talk to me, I'm plugged in. And I'm completely oblivious to what people think about me who see me continuously with things plugged into my ears. It's a matter of choice. Depends how seriously you take this. Another song, Yah, come upon us now. Yah, we proclaim you now, and your mighty power, and your awesome majesty. Yah, come upon us now, and release your power, and let your presence fall. Powerful invitation, for Father to pour out his spirit on you. So what I hope you'll notice is that some of these songs are just outright praise. Some of these songs are asking Father to do things in your life. And some of them are asking him to pour out his spirit on you. You should be singing these at every possible opportunity. That is, of course, if you're taking this serious. I really want to stress to you, if you are not serious about forming a relationship with Father and you're listening to this, you're going to listen to what I have to say and think it's crazy and doesn't make any sense. I'm not talking to you. I'm sorry, I don't want to offend you. And maybe you'll change your mind. I'm talking to the people who really want to experience the Almighty in their lives, who really want to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity, who really want to get to a place of at least being overcomers, if not friends. And I accept the vast majority of people don't know it's possible and are not interested, but I'm hoping that as you become more aware that this is interested, you will grab it and run with it. A few anointed songs which use metaphor. these are also on the webpage. Three heavily anointed songs in the version I have that came from a particular praise leader at a particular meeting in Toronto, or maybe not Toronto, somewhere in Canada, in about 10 years ago. They only work when there is a strong anointing. One is called Heaven Come Down Tonight. Another is The Sky Spills Over. And another is Sovereign Over Us. They've all got catchy tunes. The words don't mean a whole lot other than that they're praising Yah. They're crying out to him to touch them. And in that sense, they are powerful. I don't listen to these three very frequently. I've become very focused on songs with powerful words. I don't have time to listen to songs that don't take me forward. These three songs were very powerful at a time in my life a few years ago when I was specifically drawing close to Father in a particular way. And I listened to them regularly for some months and then slowly eased out of them, and I've never gone back to them. But they're there on the website, and by all means download them, and they may work for you at some time. Another song: I long to see your presence, Yah. There's no one like you, my El. No one could take your place. I long to see your presence, Yah. To serve you is my reward. Again, powerful words. To serve you is my reward. It's becoming more and more apparent to me. This life is about serving Father. This life is about what you and I can do for Father. It's not about what he can do for us. So much of what the church has been teaching, certainly the Western Christian Church, Europe, United States, and so forth, has been about what we can get from Yah. We've had all the stuff on prosperity, had all the stuff on healing. Yes, if you get close to Father and you deal with your sin, he will likely heal you. But don't come to him in order to get healing. Come to him in order to serve him and praise him and trust that as a faithful servant he will heal you. And if he doesn't heal you, that's tough. It's not what you should be going for. If you are seeking a relationship with Father for what you can get from him in this life, you've missed the plot. Serve him for what he can give you as your reward in the life to come. Aspire to sit on a high throne for eternity. At least aspire to sit on a throne for eternity. And if you can't raise your stakes, your sights that high, at least desire to be a good and faithful servant or a wise steward. You don't want to be further from the throne than that. And likewise, if you are close to Father and you're serving Father, he will give you wisdom to get wealth. He will help you to get wealth. Folks, there's no flow, there's no magic about finances. Finances come as a consequence of your hard, diligent work. When Adam and Eve, or Chava, fell, Father cursed mankind and said, by the sweat of your brow, you will earn your living. If you want to prosper financially, you're going to have to work at it. It's not just going to mysteriously appear in your bank account, no matter what people have told you. There's a huge amount of wrong teaching around the subject of prosperity. Another song: You are my hiding place. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong in the strength of Yahweh. Important song. Weak say, I am strong is based on a Bible verse. If you are infused with the Spirit of the Almighty, you will have supernatural ability. I'm not talking about just a little bit here and there. I'm talking about if you really, really get close to Father, you will have supernatural wisdom. You will have potentially other gifts depending on your calling, depending on what Father wants to do in your life. Another song, quite powerful words. My Yah is an awesome Yah. It's a praise song. It actually says, my God is an awesome God. It should be my Yah is the awesome El. Father is awesome. He's not a God. He is the God, the mighty one, El Almighty. It's really important to watch what we say. Another song, come and fill me up. I can feel you flowing through me. Kodesh Spirit, come and fill me up. Come and fill me up. Love and mercy, fill my senses. I'm thirsty for your presence, Yah. Come and fill me up. Really important song again about getting filled with the Spirit of Yah. If you really want to get close to Yah, if you really want to be used mightily by Him, if you really want to make a difference in this world, these are the sort of songs you should be singing daily, multiple times a day, every opportunity. Come and fill me up. Come and fill me up. Come and fill me up. You're welcome in this place. You're welcome in my body. The more you are anointed, the more you are filled with His Spirit, the more effective you will be in His service. And by the way, the greater the benefits in this life. So to conclude on worship, there are more songs in the collection on the website. I've just picked a few of them for this talk. I'm going to move on to the next topic after this, in the next broadcast. I pray that these songs will help you in your quest to draw close to the Almighty Creator. I encourage you to download the entire set and then pick those that work for you right now as you deem appropriate, and return to the full collection from time to time as your relationship with our Almighty Father grows. We should limit ourselves to worship songs that praise Yah alone and help us to draw closer to Him. Anything else is vanity and a distraction. If you desire to truly draw close to Yah and serve Him faithfully to the end, be very cautious about what you listen to, and even more cautious what you sing along with. I encourage you to have these songs playing constantly in your home during waking hours, to listen to them when you're traveling, whether on your mobile phone with earphones, on public transport, or on your car audio system. Feed your spirit with these songs. Constantly direct your thoughts towards Father Yah. This is one of the greatest gifts you can give Him and yourself in terms of an objective to draw as close to Him as possible. I'm hoping that by now you are understanding my point about the words. They're prayers. A lot of the songs that I've spoken about and some of the other songs on the website are prayers. They're powerful prayers. Asking to be set free of sin. Asking to be filled with the Spirit. I can't stress it enough. The more you sing these songs, the closer you will get, the more effective you will become. Yes, we need to do all the other stuff as well. You need to pray effective prayers on a much broader front than what I've just been talking about here in terms of song. You need to cleanse yourself. You need to get free of demons. You need to anoint yourself. You need to immerse yourself. And just coming back to the discussion on cleansing a few weeks ago, I would say to you that probably the most important ordinance or process, whatever you want to call it, is triple immersion. Really important. So to recap, we've looked at a number of songs with important words, and I'm really hoping you've got my message there. Anointed songs like these will help you to draw close to the Almighty Creator, Yah, the eternally self-existing, and I've labored that point and really hope that it's got your attention. I want to reiterate what I said a few minutes ago, that songs with meaningless words are just that, meaningless. If you consider the songs that I've just spoken about with powerful words that will help you to get closer to Father, I'm hoping that you will now go back and look at a lot of the songs that you've enjoyed singing and say, well, actually, you know what? That's meaningless. It says nothing. It does nothing. it's at best useless. And then I would go on and say that songs with negative words are highly damaging and destructive. So Jesus, do you know how much I love you is highly damaging. It sets you up for all sorts of satanic and demonic involvement in your life. And it's an offense and an affront to Father. Why would you sing a song like that that is so damaging and so destructive? And there are huge numbers of other songs, whether we're talking religious songs in church or mosque or synagogue or wherever, whether we're talking about music that you just listen to, things that are played in nightclubs, etc., etc., etc. Folks, if you really get my message here, I'm hoping you will understand that if you are serious about getting close to Father, you need to cut back on what you listen to drastically. I say again, this life is not about what you can get for Father. It's what you can do for Him. Get from Father. It's what you can do for Him so that you can qualify for a high throne and high esteem in heaven for eternity. This life is just a fleeting glimpse, actually. Make the most of it to qualify for a high throne for eternity. 5 key documents on the main menu web pages of the website. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you near the bottom of the menu. That's the lead into this series. 7 components in drawing close to the Creator near the bottom of the menu. This broadcast is taken from that document. Recommended worship near the bottom of the menu. Songs that are strongly recommended. Please go there and download the songs. I saw just before the program the link to download the zip files is broken. We'll hopefully fix that tomorrow. The Creator's name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, at the top of the menu. Where will you spend eternity? What is required in order to qualify to sit on the high throne for eternity? Near the bottom of the menu. All of this available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all these teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. And recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are also available on the radio page. And they are all available at http://relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page and will be physically available soon. I publish regular email articles. Email james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. So in closing, thank you for listening. I really hope that you found value in what I've had to share tonight. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list or give me feedback at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. And I would just like to recap a point that I've made several times. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, whether you're well-educated or not well-educated. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. It doesn't matter what your nationality is. It doesn't matter what culture you are. Father wants you to become His friend. It is entirely available to you, whoever you are listening to me right now, to become a friend of the Creator. Yes, it's going to take dedication, it's going to take some work, but it's absolutely available to you, and I'm here to help you if you decide to go down that journey. So I'm hoping to hear from you. Please drop me an email, and I will be happy to connect with you. As I say, Skype, Zoom, email, telephone, help you with your journey. Good night.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace, I